All right, that initial bumper music to just kind of wake you up here on a Wednesday in case you're a little bit sleepy as we head into the 11 o'clock hour. And Fall Creek nutritionist Karen Hurd is going to answer some of your wellness and weight loss questions. Your questions go to the front of the line, especially if you're a caller at 715-723-2555. Other than that, though, Christina, she emailed us not 10, not 20, not 30, 32 questions, and some of them are two or three parters. Well, we are through nine of them now as we knocked off numbers 6, 7, 8, and 9 in the last hour on Wib and Wib.com. If you want to check out that podcast in case you missed it, we'll get it up this afternoon at WWIB.com. When you go there, look for podcast and then click on Wellness Wednesday. When you look for the podcast for the content we do here with Karen Hurd, you don't look for Wellness Wednesday. You go to WOGO.com. You let your mouse hover over podcasts. There'll be two choices. The top choice is homepage podcast. That's what this show is. We don't call it Wellness Wednesday, and we don't give it its own distinction. Okay. We apparently have a listener, if I'm looking at this right. Okay, no, they called. All right, they have a question, and they called it in. All right, let's say hello to Karen. Hey, Karen.
Hey, Mark.
All right, Karen, you can check her website at KarenHurd.com. You've continued to revise that and improve that continually over the years, right?
Yes, we're still always working on a never-ending project.
But right now, I mean, it's got a lot of different areas to it. I mean, I'm gonna it's a very good website, so...
Yeah, we've made a lot of nice changes.
Yeah.
And I have a web tech working on it even now.
Okay.
Trying to even make it better and cleaner and to, you know, make it adaptable to mobile devices. There's so much going on, you know.
Even when I go to Liberia, we should still do like a global show because, I mean, you're reaching out to the masses. In fact, when you're next with us in May, we're going to actually have a client of yours from London, right?
Yeah, well, I know she's not from London. She's
from England.
Yeah, she's from England. She's from, let me just tell you, because I like to say the name of it. It's Bookham.
Bookham.
Bookham, Surrey.
I thought it was Bookham Dano. But that was...
Hawaii 5-0?
Bookham Dano. Yeah, right. Okay. All right, here's a question from Connie in Turtle Lake before we get to Christina's mountainous list. Connie from Turtle Lake would like you to discuss pancreatitis versus gallbladder. Are the diets treated the same? Well, that's a tough one. I mean, just right here in the middle of your morning, and it's pancreatitis versus gallbladder.
Yeah, that's so, right, everybody. You've got to learn about
There's a real battle for you.
Yeah.
Forget Trump versus Cruz. It's pancreatitis versus gallbladder.
Okay. Pancreatitis, well, let's look at location because they're in two different spots, but they're in the same level, same latitude.
A lot of us laymen just go, hey, they're both inside the body, so just eat the same or what?
No. Okay. Pancreatitis, whenever you have the itis on the end of the word, it just means inflammation. Inflammation of, and then whenever it's the first part of the word. So it's a suffix.
Boy, a lot of inflammation problems, aren't there?
Yeah. So we have... Pancreatitis is an inflammation of the pancreas. The pancreas is up just underneath your left rib cage. It's actually basically in the same position as your gallbladder, but the gallbladder is on the right side. It's just up underneath your right rib cage. And your gallbladder can become inflamed too, but usually it's not inflamed. It can become inflamed, but it usually doesn't become inflamed. It's got another problem. So let's do the pancreas first. The pancreas becomes inflamed. When it becomes inflamed, it just does a bad, poor job. It does not release the digestive enzymes that you need to be able to digest your foods. If you don't digest your foods, then you don't feel well. You feel sick at your stomach. You feel like vomiting. Everything hurts. Your stomach is like a rock. It's just a very miserable feeling because you have to digest foods. Well, why does an inflamed organ not able to do its job? It's the same way as if you slammed your hand in your car door or you dropped a brick on your foot. You don't walk on your foot as well. It's not operating very well. It will heal because it's just inflamed. It's not infected. It's not unto death. It will heal. So will the pancreas. The hand heals, and then it will be able to do its job better. You can open up jars or whatever you need to do because all the inflammation is gone. So when the pancreas is inflamed, it does not do a good job. When you don't do a good job, you feel sick. So what do we do about it? We have got to figure out, what in the world is inflaming the pancreas? The most common cause, if it's not the sole cause, is the reflux or the backing up of bile fluids through the pancreatic duct that runs into the duodenum. Ooh, that's a real little trick of what was that all about? Your gallbladder is on the upper right-hand side of your abdomen, just under your rib cage. It has little ducts, tubes, if you will, that lead down into your duodenum. Well, what's the duodenum? It's the first part of your small colon. It's just below your sternum. It's right there where your rib cage has come to, rib cage left and right, rib cage come together at the front. It's above your belly button, just below that sternum. Sternum is a little bony extension where the rib cage comes together. That's the first part of your small colon called the duodenum. The British would say duodenum. So however you want to call it, we call it. So at the duodenum, we are having a release of these biofluids. The biofluids are there to digest fatty acids. They're there as the trash truck for the liver to get rid of all these excessive hormones that can create cancers and all the rest of the garbage that it causes. And so bile is really important. We're going to get rid of it, so that's where we release the bile. It's just where it is. And by the way, that's where the gallbladder releases the bile. The gallbladder is this little like stop along the way for the bile fluids. Bile fluids come down from the liver. That's where they're made and where all this trash and everything is put into it. That comes from the liver. And so some of it, a lot of it, actually goes through a duct that leads to your gallbladder. And in the gallbladder, that bile is concentrated to 10 times its strength. A lot of the dilution, which is waters actually, are removed from it, and so that you've got this really concentrated soap, because bile is a soap, so that it can digest fats. Soaps digest fats because soap is a fat and fats digest fats. Water does not digest fats. So we're making a really strong, strong bile fluid there. And then it is released from the gallbladder through a duct that also delivers directly into the duodenum. So we have two delivery sources. One is that your bile is dripping directly from your liver through one of the biliary ducts. Biliary duct is a duct that carries bile. And it comes down into your duodenum directly from the liver. Drip, drip, drip. I said it a little fast. It drips a little bit more slowly than that. But it all drips into the duodenum. Then you got this gallbladder that's concentrating this bile, large amounts of bile, holding it, holding it, holding it there. It's a bladder. It's a facility of storage for liquids. And so that when you eat a meal, especially a meal that's got a lot of fat in it, then the gallbladder gets to trigger, hey, we need to have something to digest these fats. Release bile, gallbladder. So it will go through a biliary spasm. It'll go through a contraction to force all of this bile down the biliary duct, and it will deliver it into the duodenum. And it's a large amount, and it's a concentrated amount. And so otherwise it just hangs out and waits for its signal to be released. Okay, so then we get all this bile that's in the duodenum. Well, what does that have to do with the pancreas? Well, on the left side of the duodenum, there's this little duct, another little tube, that leads directly to the pancreas, because the pancreas is releasing digestive enzymes to go into the duodenum to help digest other things. There's lots of stuff we got to digest. We got all kinds of proteins, and there are lipases. That means it's a type of digestive aid, is a catalyst that helps us to digest some of the fatty acids. Bile is our major digester, though. And so you have all these enzymes that are being deposited into the duodenum. If some of this bile backs up into the pancreatic duct, it can cause it to become inflamed. You'll say, well, wait a minute. Something's wrong with the physical construct of this whole thing. You mean God made us physically that type of stuff can happen? You can backwash bile up into a pancreatic duct? Yes, you can. You can, but it's not a problem normally, because normally our bile is not caustic. It's not going to cause inflammation. It's not going to hurt a fly. It's just going to do its digestive work and go on its way happily. But if your bile has been recycling over and over for months, for years, Mark, in many of our cases, for years and years, we recycle bile, and I've talked about that a lot on this show and on WIB. The bile keeps going back into the bloodstream and gets more and more concentrated every time the liver has to clear it out, reconstitute it, and then put it back down with all the new stuff that it's had to clear out. It gets thicker, it actually does get thicker. It gets thicker, it gets nastier, it gets more abrasive, if you will. Abrasive is not quite the right word because it's not a scrub brush type of action, but it's more chemically potent to cause damage and inflammation. So if you got some nasty bile and it backwashes now into the pancreatic duct, if it is particularly noxious, then it will cause irritation there. These delicate little tissues.
So if people just hear that, I mean, that is reason enough, it seems to me, that to eat the beans to get rid of, I mean, who wants recycling bile, you know?
Exactly. Exactly.
You sold me after 9 years. Finally, Karen, you sold me.
Are you eating beans 3 times a day?
Not 3 times.
You're
a couple of times.
We're getting there,
though. A couple of times.
We're getting there.
Yep.
Yeah, you know, if we would just eat beans on a frequent basis, and people say, well, I eat them twice a week. People, that's not frequent.
No.
That's not frequent enough.
Twice a day. You know, follow my lead here, people, at least twice a day.
That's the start.
And then you're going to...
3 times is what we're really looking for at every meal. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
I know. And it's the dinner. I mean, I'm pretty solid in the breakfast and the lunch, and by dinner, it's not as consistent. So, anyway, I got the Bean Queen cookbook, though. I got to use that more. All right, we're going to take a little bit of a break with Fall Creek nutritionist Karen Hurd. We're going to try to knock off 3 questions from Christina in the next 12 minutes. But if you do have a question for Karen, we'll play Stump the Bean Queen with you. Donald Trump, by the way, has not started his major foreign policy speech yet. He was slated to start at 11 o'clock. So anyhow, he's 15 minutes behind. 723-2555, 1-800-657-4769. And will Ted Cruz choose Karen Hurd to be his running mate? We'll find out maybe later today.
He's got a big major
you got military experience. You knew Norman Schwarzkopf. Why not? That would stun the nation. Anyhow, we've got Ted Cruz apparently with a major announcement coming later today. Nobody's sure what it is. Some speculation he might announce Carly Fiorina will be his running mate. WOGO.
Give your rooms a new look for spring with savings on paint from Menards. Get ultimate coverage in rich, beautiful color with Pittsburgh Grand Distinction Interior Paint and Primer in one. It has exceptional hiding power and stain resistance to give you a smooth, uniform finish. Save $7 a gallon. That's $35 on a 5-gallon pail. Cover your walls with savings on top quality paint from Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
The brands you trust, prices you'll like.
At Amundsen's, you have the freedom to choose from the largest selection of American-built appliances. KitchenAid dishwashers starting under $5.99. Whirlpool stainless steel French door refrigerators under $12.99. And May is Maytag month, so you'll find even more savings. Shop in Rice Lake, Eau Claire, or Triple Falls, or visit us online at AmundsensAppliance.com.
And the best place to buy is Amundsen's.
Advertise on News Talk Sports 680. Call 723-1037.
Chilson Automotive, family of dealerships, their family taking care of your family since 1959. All right, Fall Creek nutritionist Karen Hurd answering your questions on wellness and weight loss, particularly Christina. She talked to all of her friends, and she stored up 32 questions, some 2 or 3 parters. We've dealt with 9 of them, 3 in the last hour on WIBandWIB.com. We're going to try to deal with more. We go to question 10 on her list, which is just a statement. But it's a question, too. It just doesn't have a question mark to it. Please address the issue of herbal tea.
Of what type of tea?
Please address the issue of herbal tea.
Oh, herbal tea.
A lot of folks who hear your advice are going, okay, no coffee. But I'm like, well, I'm sure she'll be okay with herbal tea.
Yeah.
But never assume anything about Karen's advice. Never assume.
Yeah. Well, you've got a lot of things.
Give your rooms a...
Hello. That's wrong. Go ahead. The Menards ad is going to have to wait. Go ahead, Karen.
Okay. So what we're looking at with herbal teas is I mentioned it briefly and this question a little bit earlier about the cafix and the aroma. When we put any chemical in our body, we're going to have elicit a chemical response. And so chemical responses are always going to take a hormone to cause it to be something else can happen. And so the more hormones we make, the more we overexpress our hormones, and the higher risk we are for all kinds of inflammation and the possibility of cancers. And cancer is rampant right now. It's out of control. And then we have this other piece that came up with the uric acid crystals, the gout question. And that was if you have too little water,
uh-huh,
and we're drinking too little water, or we're using things that are diuretics, then we will lose water, and then we're not able to have the sufficient water. I will say it's not even a store, not water stores, but enough water flowing through all the places that we have to have it in our body to prevent, like, uric acid crystal formation. And so what is a diuretic? A diuretic means it causes you to lose water, that we pull water out of the tissues, out of the bloodstream, And then it is takes the kidney takes this water, it takes it and it shunts it down to the bladder, and then we urinate and it goes out of the body. Common things that are diuretics are coffee. Everybody knows if you drink a lot of coffee, you have to run to the bathroom often. Alcohol, people who drink beer, they know you got to run to the bathroom more often because beer is a diuretic. But our teas, people who are drinking these herbal teas, just do a little experiment. Pay attention. Pay attention that when you drink the tea, do you have to run to the bathroom more frequently than if you would have had the same amount of fluid in water alone? Just do a simple experiment. You're going to be quite surprised that the more you drink the tea, the more you have to run to the bathroom to excrete your water. So we don't want to do things that are diuretics. We want to be able to keep the water in the tissues as much as possible because it is the elixir of life.
Hmm. All right, very good. You answered that one pretty rapidly. So we go to a question.
We partially did it in the other one.
Pardon me?
That's because we partially answered
it. Okay, very good. Question 11. If a person sometimes has sharp stomach pains from eating eggs, what do you recommend? She says parenthetically, I realize the obvious answer is to avoid eggs, but consuming three efficient proteins a day is significantly more cumbersome without eggs as a choice, says Christina.
Right. There are some people who have egg allergies. And so if you already have an egg allergy, if you eat something, and whatever it is, and you have an allergy to it, you're going to have a histamine or you're going to have a response. Most often it's a histamine response. You're going to have some type of response because your body's saying, ah, we already have too much of that protein in the bloodstream. And so, yes, our obvious response is don't eat the eggs for now, but what do we do long term? Because people like eggs. Do we have to? Are we going to be allergic to eggs the rest of our life? What you have to do is that you have to remove the allergens from the bloodstream. Allergens are these big, hunkingly large protein molecules that are as dead as a doornail. They do not reproduce themselves at all. Compare that to an antigen, which is a very large, hunking protein molecule that reproduces itself, that is alive and will make more and more. And so an antigen is a very real threat to the human body because as it multiplies, we get flus, colds, diseases. We got to get rid of this. And so the immune system is always targeted to go out there and kill antigens. And the way that it recognizes if something is an antigen or an allergen, which is a big hunking protein molecule too, is does it grow? Does it make more of itself? Because something that is alive always reproduces itself. It is one of the signs. We have 10 signs in biology. You know, everybody in first year biology learns the 10 signs of, you know, life. And being able to reproduce is right there in that list. And so if you can reproduce yourself, you're alive. And so the bacteria or the whatever it is, the antigen, it doesn't have to be bacteria, it can be virus too, but it reproduces itself. And so then the immune system knows, we got a big bad guy here because it's reproducing, let's go kill it. And it does. Nice. Allergens are dead. They don't reproduce themselves. They are not live. I can't say it any other way. But if we don't interrupt this recycling of the bile is going to do this, people. It's called the enterohepatic recirculation pattern. Everybody goes through it. We recycle 90 to 95% of our bile. Straight fact there. So if we're recycling our bile, we never interrupt that by the eating of soluble fiber, which are beans, and start throwing it away. Then what happens is these allergens, which are cleared from your bloodstream by the liver, those allergens are not being removed. And so they keep going back round and round and round. Plus, and you bring in more new allergens because let's say you're allergic to cats, I don't know, pick anything, or eggs. We're on eggs, so we'll pick eggs. So you're allergic to the protein in eggs, and I really got to talk about that too because we're not breaking down the protein. It's a real big problem. But, okay, so you're allergic to whatever is, and the allergens keep coming through round and round and round, and every time they go back into the bloodstream, there's more and more and more of them. And so they're going through very slow growth in quotation marks. They're not really growing. They're not alive. But the concentration of them in the bloodstream is increasing. So in time, the immune system says, whoa, I thought that these, you know, big old hunking protein molecules right here were dead because they never reproduce. I'm wrong. They grow slowly. They don't grow like bacteria. Bacteria grow exponentially, but they grow slowly, but they're alive. So we need to turn our attention to that, and we're going to do something about it. And they do. The immune system attacks them, and it's through a very complex reaction with IgA and IgE and IgG. They're antibodies that go trigger receptor sites on mast cells and create cell mediators. Anyway, we try to kill the nasty, dead allergens that weren't opposing a threat anyway. And so then what becomes the problem in our allergic reactions, like the pain in the gut, and this lady's talking about, is that it's the cell mediators. It's the immune system's reaction to try to kill the allergen that is creating all of our discomfort, not the allergen itself. It's just an old honking protein molecule that we just want to get rid of. We're just going to discard. We're just going to throw it into the toilet in the form of a bowel movement if we will eat our beans and get enough of them out. So in the case of the egg protein, I do want to back up this one more because she was specific. Egg is a protein that we can break down. We have digestive enzymes to break those peptide bonds that are holding the two amino acids together. Amino acids are the little building blocks of protein that are held together by these bonds. And to be able to, for us to utilize them, you know, like to make the collagen that I talked about on WIB, you know, to help us with varicose veins and bulging veins, well, to be able to make that, I don't need a protein molecule. I need amino acids. I can't use a protein molecule. I have to have amino acids. Well, where do they come from? From the proteins. But in the gut, not in the bloodstream, only in the gut, we have to break those bonds so then we can absorb the little amino acid pieces and they go into the bloodstream and hooray, we have amino acids, we put them together in any way we want, we make all kinds of cells, we're happy, our bodies can do cool, cool things with them. But if we don't break those bonds and then the egg protein's going into your bloodstream and it's complete, then you're going to have that's not right. And so then we look at why are you not digesting foods? Why are you not digesting your protein? Do you have a problem with your pancreas? Because the pancreas, by the way, is making these proteases, which is the enzyme that will break down the proteins. Are we not doing that correctly? Is the pancreas impaired? Are you eating a lot of stuff that's creating an impairment? So then we look at that. And then here's one other piece of that. Is it really the egg protein that, you know, triggers this? I mean, is there something else that's happening with that? But from what she said, she isolated it probably is.
All right, we got just a couple minutes here, Karen. Question 12 from Christina on her list of 32 is bleached flour something to avoid, or is it, as you say, dust on the table?
It's dust on the table.
Good enough. Short answer. Number 13, how does one address circulatory problems through diet if one can?
Can we address it? Yes.
How does one address circulatory problems through the diet, if you can?
We've already covered it, Mark. We already covered it with the varicose veins or the veins.
Oh, good.
Chase viscosity of your blood. Eat your essential fatty acids. Avoid fat. Get away from all the stuff that are, you know, causing turning into triacylglycerols. We already covered that. Yeah.
I had a secret goal of getting through at least 14, if not 15. Here we go. Question 14. Should a person avoid lotions containing petrolatum or parabens?
Yeah. These are petroleum products. And this is a really good question that we have never talked about, and people got to know.
Yeah, you talked to us about, you know, scented candles or about perfumes and colognes, but I don't know about lotions so much.
It's things that go internally that are the problem.
Okay.
And we're going to use lotions. They are applied externally. And if we can create a barrier to hold moisture in our skin so it does not escape into the outside atmosphere, we are doing some really nice things for our skin because our skin needs to be hydrated. And so this is an issue that everybody makes this big deal about. They're so bad for us. And people, we're not eating them. Don't eat them. I don't want you to eat anybody to eat them. But to put them on your skin, absolutely no problem. And then you hear people say, well, you absorb 10% of what you put on your skin. Some of that is true, but not necessarily when you're talking fats, because these fats are so inert. They're these single-bonded carbons that I was talking about before. They don't like to play with anybody. They just sit there like a blob of fat that they are, and they don't do anything, except they are hydrophobic. That means they hate water. Hydro means water. Phobic means scared of. It's a fear. So when you have these hydrophobic substances, they are going to repel water so that the water that's coming out of the skin and going to escape into the air, it's like, no, we're going to stay away from these little hydrophobic molecules. And so then the water stays in your skin. It's very protective. There's nothing wrong with it. I mean, a person could have an allergic reaction to it, but you know what? I have done so much research on perfumes and fragrances and all these different things. It is not that particular petroleum product that is making the reaction to the skin. It's always the perfume. Always the perfume that is added to these lotions and creams and all the stuff we spread on our skin. So, yes, you can do the lotions. Just get one that's unscented.
Hmm. All right. We've got it's not 11:30 yet, so I'm going to ask you another question. Question number 15, should a person avoid peanut butter that contains partially or fully hydrogenated oils or that contains palm oils? In other words, Should a person eat only the peanut butter containing peanuts and salt?
The answer is, well, if I say yes, you're not sure the way you stated. Do not eat partially hydrogenated or any of the palm oil peanut butters. You have to buy the kind that just say peanuts and salt or just peanuts. Because then you'll see a natural separation.
So now, you're not saying organic peanut butter.
That has to be organic. The peanuts can be raised anyway, with, you know, whether they're organic or they're
not. Does peanut butter have sugar in it?
No, not naturally. It's
okay.
Just, it's added.
So you're looking for kind of a natural.
Yeah, yeah. They're like Smucker's is a natural peanut butter.
Okay.
And so it's not organic, but it's.
What about like Skippy or Jif or?
They are all the wrong kind.
Okay.
And even when you buy the Jif, and a lot of them will say natural. It's because what has happened is there's been such an outcry in, you know, in the community as we learn more and more that you cannot use a hydrogenated fat. Hydrogenated fats is they took the good peanut oil and they use hydrogen as a process. They use hydrogen gas. It's never heat because it'll burn everything up. Everybody gets so confused about that. We pump hydrogen gas, H2 gas, through the oil. It bubbles through the oil and it hydrogenates. It means all those fats absorb all those little hydrogen particles and they turn into a creamy, saturated fat.
All right.
And so that's what people like. They like to spread peanut butter. They don't like it to drip off their bread.
They don't.
You've used the natural peanut butter. You have to watch it. It's going to drip off the corners of your bread.
You kind of like the Smucker's natural peanut butter. Look for that. Okay.
Yes.
And then finally, we're going to get halfway through this mountainous list. Number 16 is it better to use DEET insect repellent or is it better to be bitten by mosquitoes? I mean, come on. Please don't say it's better to be bitten by mosquitoes.
I'm not going to say either. I'm going to say something totally different.
What?
Is protect yourself in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
You put, first of all, people, would you wear clothes? We are so silly. We go out here and we expose all of our skin to all these bugs who just say, here, come eat on me. How about you wear long
sleeves? Well, I'll tell you what. I mean, there was actually a promotion that one of the top things trending on Twitter today was Naked Gardening Day coming up in May. I mean, those people are going to get some serious bugs.
They're going to get
bug bites all over themselves.
Bug bites, and it's like,
It'll serve them right, Karen, I'll tell you.
Clothes are protective.
Right.
Wear your clothes.
Wear your clothes.
Wear your long pants.
Yes.
And then where your skin is exposed, because obviously sunscreen has to be exposed, would you just take a clove of garlic, cut it, and rub the garlic on your face? It takes a brave mosquito to bite through it. Some of them do.
But now people, what about people want to stay away from you when you do that?
No, they'll think you smell like an Italian eatery. They'll think, oh, we're going to have lasagna tonight for dinner.
All right. Very good. Karen, we're halfway through Christina's list. We'll give you a little bit of a break. And talk to you again the second Wednesday in May. Thanks a lot.
Okay, thanks, Mark.
All right, Fall Creek Nutritionist Karen Hurd, continuing our Q&A here. Wellness and Weight Loss Wednesday, the first half of homepage on FM 103.1 AM 680 and WOGO.com. Again, don't be confused. We've got a podcast of this whole hour, including the politics we'll talk about next, coming up at WOGO.com. When you go there, let your mouse go over podcast. It's the first of your two choices on top, the homepage podcast. When we come back, we've got... we'll set this Karen Hurd content aside. We'll talk politics. Big night for Trump coming up. WOGO.
Gene's back from Chilson Subaru just in time to get everybody a great deal on a new Subaru for spring.
Spring is a great time to experience a 2016 Subaru Outback. The Outback is designed to keep you on the road less traveled and get you familiar with the unfamiliar. Standard all-wheel drive keeps you prepared for every road. Plus up to 33 miles per gallon based on EPA estimates. Honda and Toyota don't have it.
Awesome gas mileage on the Outback. What about some awesome financing, Gene?
Now through April 30th, you can finance a new 2016 Outback for as low as 1.49% for up to 48 months with approved credit and no money down.
Well, that sounds perfect for spring. Where can everybody find you?
To get a great deal on a new Subaru Outback, call, click, or visit Chilson Subaru on Highway 93 in Eau Claire or visit us on the web at ChilsonSubaru.com. Remember, let our family take care of your family.
Subject to insurance and vehicle availability.
Good morning on a windy Wednesday from FM 103.1 AM 680 and WOGO.com. I'm Mark Halverson. Partly sunny, a high near 55 today with east winds 10 to 15, gusting up to 25. Tonight, an 80% chance of rain with nighttime lows of about 35. Thursday, rain and, yes, snow, 60% likely, becoming all rain after 8 in the morning with a high near 48 degrees. Partly sunny and 59 Friday.
Talk Radio 680, WOGO.
Hello, this is Greg Stewart. WWIB has just opened up a rare full-time position. We are looking for a seasoned morning announcer with a passion for gathering and delivering news and promoting community affairs. Opportunities to carry a continuing talk show position as well as announcing play-by-play sports. You'll work with state-of-the-art equipment. A bachelor's degree or equivalent is required, along with previous radio experience. Social media and blogging are a plus. Enjoy working with a team of professionals. Mail or email your cover letter and resume to me, Greg Stewart, Program Director, WWIB WOGO Radio, 2396 Halley Road, Suite 1, Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, 54729, or email gstewart@wwib.com. WWIB WOGO is an equal opportunity employer.
Well, I tell you what, every time I hear that ad, I'm tempted to apply. But anyhow, it's homepage on FM 103.1 AM 680 and WOGO.com. Be car care aware. Listen for the car care tip of the day, weekdays, brought to you by your area Eau Claire and Lake Halley Auto Value Auto Parts stores, where service is the difference, and they get it. Well, Donald Trump, it was a long wait for him to come out with this major policy, foreign policy speech. And then there was a long introduction, and he just came to the podium, in fact, in the last minute. So let's go there and pick it up as carried by C-SPAN.
Overriding theme of my administration. But to chart our path forward, we must first briefly take a look back. We have a lot to be proud of. In the 1940s, we saved the world. The greatest generation beat back the Nazis and Japanese imperialists. Then we saved the world again, this time from totalitarianism and communism. The Cold War, it lasted for decades, but guess what? We won, and we won big. Democrats and Republicans working together got Mr. Gorbachev.
All right, a little bit of little bit of commentary on the Trump speech here as he's delivering this live in Washington. Major foreign policy speech. Matt Drudge, who is so in the bag for Trump. I mean, everything is positive on Trump. Nothing is negative, and only negatives, it seems like, on Cruz and Hillary. And so it is what it is. I mean, he's still a resource, but he is an incredibly biased one for Donald Trump. But anyhow, Trump is reading off of a teleprompter. And again, as teleprompters go, it looks like for speeches, you got them on the left and the right and the running script. And so it's a bit of a challenge. It's a bit of a gift. Now, Trump overwhelmingly, right, he doesn't read his speeches. I don't know how much he even uses talking points. He just talks and it works. And it's got him to this point. I mean, he's, you know, 950 delegates. Hello, he picked up 105 last night. Even Nate Silver says, not a good night, a great night for Donald Trump. But he's not the presumptive nominee as he described himself, as Steve Berman rightly says at theresurgent.com, which we'll get to. But Donald Trump sounds like struggling a little bit in terms of, you know, going to the left, going to the right, and reading off the teleprompter. A little bit different here, this delivery for this major foreign policy speech. Let's go here again. WDOGO coming up on 22 before 12 noon.
That had no experience or interest in becoming a Western democracy. We tore up what institutions they had, and then we're surprised at what we unleashed. Civil war, religious fanaticism, thousands of Americans and just killed, lives wasted, horribly wasted. Many trillions of dollars were lost as a result. The vacuum was created that ISIS would fill. Iran, too, would rush in and fill that void, much to their really unjust enrichment. They have benefited so much, so sadly for us. Our foreign policy is a complete and total disaster.
You could see that one coming. You could just kind of, before he even got there, I know, oh, he's going to say disaster.
Strategy.
It just is odd to hear Trump talk multiple sentences without bashing anybody.
Main weaknesses in our foreign policy. First, our resources are totally overextended. President Obama has weakened our military by weakening our economy. He's crippled us with wasteful spending, massive debt, low growth, a huge trade deficit, and open borders. Our manufacturing trade deficit with the world is now approaching $1 trillion a year. We're rebuilding other countries while weakening our own. Ending the theft of American jobs will give us resources we need to rebuild our military, which has to happen, and regain our financial independence and strength. I'm the only person running for the presidency who understands this, and this is a serious problem. I'm the only one, believe me, I know them all. I'm the only one that knows how to fix it.
Very polite applause from the crowd, which sounds small.
Secondly, our allies are not paying their fair share, and I've been talking about this recently a lot. Our allies must contribute toward their financial, political, and human costs, have to do it, of our tremendous security burden. But many of them are simply not doing so. They look at the United States as weak and forgiving and feel no obligation to honor their agreements with us. In NATO, for instance, only 4 of 28 other member countries besides America are spending the minimum required 2% of GDP on defense. We have spent trillions of dollars over time on planes, missiles, ships, equipment, building up our military to provide a strong defense for Europe and Asia. The countries we are defending must pay for the cost of this defense. And if not, the U.S. must be prepared to let these countries defend themselves. We have no choice.
The whole right. might they have scheduled a place with a little larger crowd? I mean, that just sounds like a really small kind of low-level golf tournament applause.
World that is properly armed and funded beautifully. Thirdly, our friends are beginning to think they can't depend on us. We've had a president who dislikes our friends and bows to our enemies, something that we've never seen before in the history of our country.
That's fair criticism.
We negotiated a disastrous deal with Iran, and then we watched them ignore its terms even before the ink was dry. Iran cannot be allowed to have a nuclear weapon. Cannot be allowed. Remember that. Cannot be allowed to have a nuclear
weapon.
Good
emphasis. Good emphasis. Biggest applause so far. I mean, as big a problem as ISIS is, a nuclear Iran is a bigger problem.
Be allowed to have that nuclear weapon.
Every time I hear the people clap, I think they should have booked a bigger venue with more people and louder applause.
...of the United States with Iran's treatment of our 10 captured sailors. So vividly, I remember that day. In negotiation, you must be willing to walk. The Iran deal, like so many of our worst agreements, is the result of not being willing to leave the table. When the other side knows you're not going to walk, it becomes absolutely impossible to win. You just can't win. At the same time, your friends need to know that you will stick by the agreements that you have with them. You've made that agreement. You have to stand by it, and the world will be a better place. President Obama gutted our missile defense program, then abandoned our missile defense plans with Poland and the Czech Republic. He supported the ouster of a friendly regime in Egypt that had a long-standing peace treaty with Israel and then helped bring the Muslim Brotherhood to power in its place. Israel, our great friend, and the one true democracy in the Middle East, has been snubbed and criticized by an administration that lacks moral clarity. Just a few days ago, Vice President Biden again criticized Israel, a force for justice and peace, for acting as an impatient peace area in the region. President Obama has not been a friend to Israel. He's treated Iran with tender love and care and made it a great power. Iran has indeed become a great, great power in just a very short period of time because of what we've done. All of the expense and all at the expense of Ezekiel.
All right. That is Donald Trump, his speech today, major foreign policy address here on homepage on FM 103.1 AM 680 and WOGO.com. Unfortunately, there's some of the internet audio getting affected as I brought up some other sites for potential other items to talk about in the final 15 minutes. Tragedy in Wisconsin Rapids today. Apparent murder-suicide kills three in Rapids. Wisconsin Rapids man and his two children have died in what's being called a murder-suicide. According to police, somebody called 911 shortly after midnight today saying that a 36-year-old Rapids man emailed his brother to say goodbye to his family. Officers say they found weapons in the man's home. Located a few blocks from the Witter Field Baseball Stadium on the east side of Rapids, officials report a strong odor of gas when officers entered the victim's house, and they found all three dead with gunshot wounds. Names and other details not immediately released as an investigation continues. So, horrible story out of Wisconsin Rapids. Three dead in an apparent murder-suicide today. All right, when we come back, Trump continues, but what about his success last night? Steve Berman says he's not a presumptive nominee, even if he's calling himself that.
Menards is your indoor-outdoor carpet headquarters. Save big on a great selection, like Bayside Loop Carpet by Citation. It's soft underfoot and UV-stabilized, making it great for sunrooms, patios, and three-season rooms. On sale in two colors, only 54 cents a square foot. Arrowhead is easy to maintain and on sale in two colors, just 39 cents a square foot. Cover more floor for less money at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Do you like the vehicle you're driving in now? If you're looking for a used vehicle that includes two warranties, maintenance, and a Carfax vehicle history report, then check out the certified pre-owned vehicles at Marquardt Motors. Every certified pre-owned vehicle goes through a 172-point inspection by one of Marquardt's certified technicians. Each vehicle is backed by two zero-deductible warranties. This includes a 12-month, 12,000-mile bumper-to-bumper limited warranty and a 5-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Not to mention free standard maintenance for 2 years or 24,000 miles. This covers your oil changes, tire rotations, and vehicle inspections. Don't settle for less. Check out Marquardt's wide selection of certified pre-owned Chevy, Buick, and GMCs online. You will find more than 20 photos and a detailed description of each vehicle at MarquardtMotors.com or stop by. We're located off Business 53 between Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls.
Lake Halley Golf, a lot to offer for the occasional and avid golfer.
It slices, it dices, and for just three easy payments.
There's gold in them there hills there, Cindy. Just buy my map.
Psst, hey, buddy, you want to buy a Rolex?
Not everything is a good investment, but your home is. From roofing to remodeling and additions, even colored stamped concrete, Rock and Tate Exteriors can add to your home's beauty and future value. Take a look at rockandtate.com.
Your exterior specialist, Rock and Tate.
Advertise on News Talk Sports 680. Call 723-1037.
I consider myself the presumptive nominee, absolutely. I mean, Senator Cruz and Governor Kasich should really get out of the race. They have no bad.
So Donald Trump identifying himself, calling himself the presumptive nominee. I think that is a bit presumptive. Nonetheless, there's others in the media who are joining in. Chuck Todd on NBC.
You know,
MSNBC.
Right. I just, you know, for the longest time, and Nicole and I would have this conversation week after week. We talk about Donald Trump is winning, but he can't get over 50%. We're now talking about Donald Trump getting over 60%, perhaps, in multiple states tonight. Probably over 50% in all five states tonight. That's a big deal. I think we're going to look back on tonight and say it was the beginning of the end of this primary battle.
All right, is it a big deal? Steve Berman at The Resurgent says, no, if you compare this to Reagan in his runs, it's a big deal much earlier in the process, says Berman, but... later in the process now, late April, heading towards May, it's not as big a deal as Chuck Todd is trying to say. In fact, here's a quote from Berman's piece at theresurgent.com where he says Trump is nowhere near the presumptive nominee. Steve Berman says getting over 50% is an achievement in January. At the end of April, in primary season, it's no mean feat. In fact, Reagan had well over 70% of the vote in a more crowded race in more states leading up to late April. By the time May and June rolled around, Reagan was topping 80%, and Berman notes Trump is nowhere near that. In fact, the media reporting of this last night, again, you got five, even somebody like Chuck Todd was saying he was predicting Trump would come away with 95 delegates. He came away with 105. Nate Silver at 538 said it wasn't just good. It was a great night for Trump. And it's not only, you know, the delegates he wins in Pennsylvania, but then he gets another through all of his success, winning all of the counties in Pennsylvania, all 67, including John Kasich's birth county of Allegheny, that he gets another 33 unbound delegates, which mean they're not obligated to go for him. But when polled, more than 60% of those Pennsylvania delegates said they would go with however the vote turned out. So again, those may not go to the 950 that Trump officially has right now, but they seem to be kind of in reserve. Still, Ted Cruz was talking. Ted Cruz, who apparently is promising a major announcement later on, 4 Eastern, 3 Central today. What might that be? There's been some speculation earlier today that possibly Ted Cruz was preparing to go ahead and announce Carly Fiorina as a running mate. You know, one thing to take that a little further, Carly Fiorina, I don't know if she's a native Californian, but she ran for Senate in California and lost to Barbara Boxer, right? And so she's got California ties. She's run there, and that wouldn't hurt as you're talking about going to that state for the big June 7th showdown for the 172 delegates there. So, and if Cruz felt like, you know what, I could use some help in Indiana and make some news, make a splash on the day after this big defeat, how about it? But this was Ted Cruz last night.
Now, there's been a lot of media speculation lately about vice presidential vetting. And I have an announcement to make. A major announcement. Hillary Clinton has decided on her vice presidential nominee. Hillary has picked Donald Trump. Now, it's important to note, Hillary had a very careful vetting process that went into this. She wanted someone who shared her vision of the federal government. You know, Donald Trump did recently a town hall. He was asked, name the top functions of the federal government. He said security, and then he said health care, education, and housing.
He really did. I think that was a town hall event in Wisconsin on CNN.
Funny thing is, if you asked Hillary, she'd say the same thing. If you asked Bernie'd be like, wow, that's aggressive. You don't only want socialized medicine. You also want to put the federal government in charge of all education, Common Core. According to Donald, that's the core responsibility of the federal government, and housing. How many people are ready for the federal government taking over the housing market?
Yeah, I think that was an ill-advised comment by Trump, and Cruz remembering it even though it was a few weeks back. But Tom Bevin says, you know what, it does come down to Indiana now. Bevin last night on Fox.
I think it does come down to Indiana. I mean, Ted Cruz is from the senator from Texas, and so he knows the history. I think Indiana is the Alamo. If the Never Trump folks are going to stop him, they're going to have to do it next week. He's going to get, you know, 90, 100, maybe even over 100 delegates tonight. And so their best chance is next Tuesday. And look, momentum matters. And Cruz he's going to finish third in a lot of these states. And he's going to be lucky to come away with 10 delegates tonight while Trump's going to get 100. So next week is going to be crucial to the final outcome of this race.
Donald Trump last night was asked a question. In fact, the last question he took after his statement, and he made the people wait quite a long time, and delivered his victory statement celebrating in his success is good, is great, great night. And so somebody asked him, well, you'd said that Hillary is the only card she has is the woman card. How's she playing that? Trump's answer.
I'll do far more for women than Hillary Clinton will.
All right. That's not the one I wanted. That's a little bit later, but we'll get to that. But this is Donald Trump. That was the one I wanted you to hear.
Well, I think the only card she has is the woman's card. She's got nothing else going. And frankly, if Hillary Clinton were a man, I don't think she'd get 5% of the vote. The only thing she's got going is the woman's card. And the beautiful thing is, women don't like her, okay? And look how well I did with women tonight, okay?
All right, but still, he doesn't poll nearly as well with women. And we know, you know, women make up more than 50% of the electorate. So Hillary shot back last night.
Now, the other day, Mr. Trump accused me of playing the, quote, woman card. Well, if fighting for women's health care and paid family leave and equal pay is playing the woman card, then deal me in.
All right, the last part of that is scary. The last part of that with Hillary's voice, and I'm not going to make you sit through, you know, 17 or 18, but the last part of that is just not good, right? I mean, it's just like, it's, come on, Geraldo, it's a screechy problem, right? She's got a, what's your diagnosis, Dr. Geraldo?
The fact that she is at times screechy, I think it, what I would do if I were her, let me finish. If I were
laughing,
her,
Hannity's laughing because he's like, I couldn't call her screechy, but because you're left of center, you can.
Because if I were her, I would have an audio engineer give her an earpiece where she can hear what the microphone is hearing, and I think it would solve the problem. I don't understand how these professional politicians haven't taken care of what is essentially a technical problem. She says like this, and I'm not going to cover with it because she's playing to the crowd instead of to the microphone. It's a simple fix.
Well, whatever. I mean, we'll see if they fix it. I mean, she's got a screech problem for a long time now. I mean, when you say screech, you're not thinking a character on Saved by the Bell. Donald Trump says he could do more to help women than Hillary.
I'll do far more for women than Hillary Clinton will ever do, including, remember this, including protecting our country, because she will not be good with the military. She will not be good with protecting our country.
All right. So interesting stuff. Final couple of minutes here. Homepage, WOGO. Again, Trump's major foreign policy speech continuing at this hour. But we got some NFL draft talk to get to. Bob McGinn, interesting piece in the Journal Sentinel today. Safety linebacker hybrid could be a new model in the NFL. Packers don't need a defensive back. They could use a linebacker, somebody maybe going from safety to linebacker. That's what Brian Urlacher did back in the day. Also, the Browns apparently talking to teams who want to move up to get Ezekiel Elliott at number 8. He's from Ohio, but apparently they don't need him.
Heritage Senior Living.
After 57 years of marriage, he was very lonely and quickly slipped away from us. We worried so much about him being alone and his safety. The atmosphere at Heritage Court feels like home. And now we know that he's in a secure facility and he has people with him all the time. My dad is not lonely anymore. He's able to share a meal with other residents and have conversation. Heritage Court has brought new life to my father.
Your Eau Claire Lake Halley Auto Value Stores remind you to be car care aware. Keep your vehicle in proper repair and address problems like a pulling brake or a check engine light as soon as possible. Pulling brakes are a drain on your fuel economy, and a check engine light that's on can indicate a mechanical problem, plus a drain on fuel economy too, while the engine continues running, but not as efficiently as possible.
Eau Claire Auto Value Parts Stores.
This is Jim Myers with Eau Claire Auto Value. If you've noticed squeaking sounds coming from worn brakes on your vehicle, stop by Eau Claire Auto Value. We stock rotors, calipers, hardware kits, and brake pads by Bosch. Our trained staff can also help you select the right ones for your needs. Drive safe with new brakes from Eau Claire Auto Value on London Road, Cameron Street, and Lake Halley.
Trust your friends at Eau Claire. Eau Claire Auto Value Parts Stores.
Lake Halley Golf. Check eSpecials for the best golf deals around. Advertise on News Talk Sports 680. Call 723-1037.
All right, our way out the door here on FM 103.1 AM 680 and WOGO.com. More after 12 on an apparent murder-suicide, leaving three dead in Wisconsin Rapids. But tomorrow night is kind of Christmas in April for us NFL fans. It's round one of the NFL draft. Bob McGinn with a piece worth checking out at jsonline.com today. Safety linebacker hybrid could be new model in the NFL. And McGinn says that in a traditional sense, this isn't regarded as much of a draft class for safeties. But he says that given the changing nature and how the NFL game is played, however, there are a handful of prospects that could fit perfectly into the safety-turned-linebacker model used so successfully by the Arizona Cardinals and the St. Louis Rams last season. Personnel people talk so freely this spring about finding a Buchanan player, it's almost as if it were a new position. Deion Buchanan, drafted by the Cardinals, the 27th pick in 2014. The Packers, looking for more conventional safety, took Ha-Ha Clinton Dix six slots earlier. And this Buchanan has worked out pretty well. 6 foot, 211 pounds, shifting him to a linebacker position previously shared by several players. So something to keep in mind as the draft happens. We got 10 seconds left. The Browns, pick number 8. Are they looking to trade that for more picks as well? Maybe for teams looking for Ezekiel Elliott, the running back coming out of Ohio State. So long.